Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet radio, what's popping, man? You're not rolling with the best of them, the prodigal son. Hold on, let me get the music queued up here, people. Hold on, and now, fine. All right, now we're good. Want to welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right. Want to make sure that everybody is tuning in for the show on a regular basis. You understand what I'm saying? And for those of you that are, once again, my undying appreciation. All right? Really want to thank you for that. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's popping. You know what I mean? Y'all good peoples. You dig? And I just want to make sure that, you know, you guys understand how much I got love for my listeners, man. I don't understand how much y'all, because I got some people who listen every now and again. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's like every now and again, they may tune in, blah, blah, blah. But then I got some people who, like, listen to this show, like, faithfully, man. You feel me? And it's like, it's not even about, it's about the support. You feel me? It's not about them wanting to, you know, I feel the need to be in a group or anything. It's about the support. It's about getting the information out there to people. Everybody knows that I talk about fun things and wild and zany relationship type things sometimes. And I also talk about serious stuff. Like, you know, we talk about politics and society, our kids. We talked about, a lot of black issues. You feel what I'm saying? They have to do with black people. You know, and throughout it all, I'll say, for the most part, I'm almost at my 100th episode with this show right here being episode 97, you dig? I've had a lot of people support me. I've had a lot of people not like what I do, detract from what I do. But you know, at the end of the day, I've got what I call my K100 family. I've got my people who listen to the show faithfully, call the show all the time. We've got our own little private group page that you have to be invited to. You know, we've got our own little logo, our own little clique. And, of course, it's not nothing formal. There's no initiation. There's no dues. You feel what I'm saying? There's no, you know, it's just like people who just like to have conversation and talk. And that's cool. But it's alluding to what I'm going to be talking about tonight on episode 97. What the fuck's the big secret? So what's the big secret, people? But I'll get into that in a minute. K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Once again, the number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. You feel me? All right. 347-934-0966. Make sure if you get on the line and you want to talk, you hit the number one and listen to the prompts. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right. Everybody who doesn't know that, if this is your first time listening to a podcast or first time dialing the show and listening to it live, I want to remind you that, of course, I'm an artist and a producer myself. I'm into hip hop and I produce R&B and write R&B and stuff also. But I'm a hip hop artist myself. With that being said, I want to remind everybody that K100 Internet Radio is also a show that plays music on top of playing music from my own independent label, Chainless Entertainment. You feel me? I play music from artists all over the country and the world. And if you want to get your music played on K100, all you really got to do is send us an email to k100radio@gmail.com, the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100 radio, all one word. Drop me an email, you feel me? And I'll get it popping. It needs to be in an MP3 format, by the way. Make sure, pay attention, MP3 format. And on top of that, it needs to be in a genre that we're going to spin. We spin hip-hop, R&B. We will play pop, soul. We'll play some neo-soul. We'll do some spoken word if it's under, if it's about a minute long. You feel me? You know what I mean? But just make sure that you send it in an MP3 format and make sure you get it to us, all right? So once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. And thanks and shout out to all the artists. I play so many artists. I got so much music in my catalog over here that I'm playing, and so many artists that sent me music and stuff, and I ran it all. You feel me? But one thing about it, and I say this every show, if you're listening, it's got to be good music. If it sounds like shit, what you must do with shit is, yes, you flush shit down the toilet. You know what I mean? You flush shit down the toilet. I mean, what the fuck? That's what you do with shit. You flush it. So, if it's horrible, to the point where I can't even get past the first, and I'm not talking about, you got to be able to take constructive criticism. I'm not talking about it's just not technically the kind of song that I would particularly listen to. I'm talking about the quality of the recording. I can barely understand what the fuck you're saying. It's retarded. Everything about it is just garbage, okay? Then I won't spin it. But that has not happened yet. It's been songs I haven't particularly cared for. But because I'm all about showing love to the independent artists, once again, I don't play big-name artists with big deals. This is not the show for that. You want to hear that? You can go to one of the more mainstream shows. You feel me? But this is an underground show, and we show love to the independents. So, you know, with that being said, I know everybody is kind of, you know, not at the level where, you know, you can hear it like you should hear it on radio. But whack is whack. Garbage is garbage, okay? And I won't be a party to that. I won't be a party to that. I'm not spinning that, all right? But, I want to remind everybody also that we're on Facebook and MySpace. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're on Facebook and you're not my friend some kind of way you found out about my show through another avenue or MySpace, you feel me? I want to make sure that you go through and you add me on Facebook. Just do a search for K100 or Blizzm. All right, BLIZM. Also, MySpace.com/K100. All right, you feel me? And when you do that, make sure you just look for the symbol, the K100 logo, which is the middle finger. And then, you know, like our fan page on Facebook and become our friend on MySpace. Become my personal friend on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And also, make sure if you have an iPod, if you use the iTunes software, that you subscribe to the actual K100 podcast, which is basically like coming to the show page at www.blogtalkradio.com. /K-100, that's the main show page. And you know, if you can't listen to the show during live hours, which are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., you can always come back after the fact and download it, okay? But if you do use an Apple iPod or iPhone, or you use the iTunes software, whatever, then you can go to that, the iTunes store, which you should know what that is. Go up on the home screen, go up on the podcast, type in K-100, all right? K-100. You'll see the middle finger, and right up under it says subscribe. Click that button, and you'll automatically be down. You'll automatically, like, catch up with all the past episodes. It automatically downloads all of them to your computer, and every new one that comes up after that. And basically, a podcast version, an iTunes version of the show is generally up within about 6 hours after a live show is aired. It doesn't even take a whole day. So do that if you use the iTunes software. That's how I download the music myself. That's pretty much how I get my own show. You feel me? I don't even go download it from my own show page. And I just do it through the podcast. So make sure you do that, man, if you're using the iTunes software and all that. All right? So that's pretty much the rundown. We're going to go ahead and get into proceedings this evening. All right? Episode 97, you dig? Class is in session. So what's the big secret? Now, tonight's show is going to, first of all, if you don't know this, if you dial 347-934-0966, once again, the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966, all right, that's the number to dial into the show. If you haven't, if you don't know, I got a lot of friends, I know a lot of people, and I know this particular show tonight, you feel me, this particular show tonight might not necessarily offend everybody, which I'm not trying to offend anybody with this particular show, because I actually know a lot of people who are, who this applies to, what I'm going to be talking about tonight, my family members, childhood friends, co-workers, all kinds of people that are cool people, that are good people. And so I want to say off top that this is not meant to offend anybody. You feel me? All right? I want to make sure that you understand that. Okay? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show real quick. Every show, I do up a little brief description of what I'm going to be talking about. You feel what I'm saying? And I basically, from there, you know, we'll run it down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to read the synopsis real quick of the show. And we're going to get into the discussion. Episode 97, if you feel me. What's the fucking big secret? Now, this is how I start out, people. I've always felt like I was accepted for who I am. Okay? I never felt the need to be a part of some organization that makes me jump through hoops in order to be called brother or member. Okay? If you want to be a member of the K100 group, all you got to do is send me an email. It's that simple. You know what I mean? You want to be down with us like that? You feel me? It's all good. It's not even that hard. You understand what I'm saying? There's no secret code, no secret handshake, no shit. It's like whatever. You feel me? And even growing up, I was never in a gang or anything like that for a lot of reasons, okay? Because, you know, I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, my people was my people, and I shouldn't have to go through a whole bunch of shit just to be down with you like that. The closest I ever came to being in anything like that, I guess you could say, was, you know, was boot camp. You feel me? But that was more like trying out for a sports team. I was in the military. I went to boot camp. But that was more like trying out for the football team. You feel me? It's like a physical and mental aptitude test for a job, for a paying job. That was for a job. That was a career. Well, not really my career, but that's not the same thing as what I'm talking about. So I never understood the fraternity or secret society community. Now, off top, like I said, I want to be clear. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bashing them. You feel me? I just don't get it. The same as I don't get being in a gang. To me, there is a sense of need for group acceptance that goes with joining one of these societies. You feel me? I don't know if that's necessary. Look, I might be way off basis with this particular show. That's why I have these kind of shows, in order to talk about it, to ask questions, because that's just how I feel about it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's how anybody else feels about frats and secret societies. You feel what I'm saying? Private clubs, I guess you could say. You feel me? But to me, there's a need for group acceptance that goes with joining one of them. I'm sure they have benefits like lifelong friends and hookups that only members can get. You know, it has its privileges. You know what I'm saying? You get pulled over by a cop, and he was a Kappa Phi Kappa, and you was a Kappa Phi Kappa, and you're like, what's up? And both of y'all got the brand on your arm, and instead of getting a $300 ticket, goddamn it, you get invited to a party later on tonight. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, of course it has its privileges. Don't get me wrong. You feel me? But some groups like the Masons and, you know, the Fraternal Order of this, you know, even old school stuff like Eastern Stars when it comes to the women or college fraternities, they're really secretive and people are suspicious of them. Some people are on the outside looking in. And this is once again, I am not saying that they are doing anything wrong. All right? Because how would I know? I'm not a part of the clique. Society, so I don't know what the fuck they do, honestly. But some of them are deeply rooted in other things, all right, other than just getting out of a ticket or getting a job hookup from your fellow brother or sister, all right. Much like the now highly publicized Illuminati, and thanks to rumors of connections like Jay-Z, people saying Jay-Z's Illuminati and Puffy, and you know, high profile entertainers, the history of some of the secret societies have dark origins and backgrounds, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of crooked stuff that members of the Illuminati have been accused and been proven of doing, you know, controlling and a lot of dirty money and a lot of evil acts. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So, you know, Masons, you know, you got a lot of black people that's in Masons and, you know, in the Masonic stuff, you feel me? And it wasn't even started by black people. It was started by stone cold racists. You know what I'm saying? And so it's a lot of things about the history of these clubs. And you can't ignore the history of the clubs if you're going to be a part of it. You have to know. If you're going to be a part of K100, our history starts back to May of 2010. You know what I'm saying? And everything that we're about is on the show page. You know what I'm saying? There's no secrets. All right. But I'm just, you know, just not, it's not In contrast, it's not the same thing. But I want to make sure that everybody understands what I'm going, what I'm talking about here. All right. So the question is this. The questions are these. Do you belong to any frats or secret societies? First, that's going to ask you. If you're not, are you close to anyone that is? And how do you feel about them if you're not in one? Or how do you feel about the person that you're close to being in one? Now, if you are in one, what was the selling point that made you want to join said group, said society? Did you have to pledge? Did you have to go through some kind of hazing or initiation? That's why I never would join one, because I never felt a need to be accepted by a group of people enough to let them degrade and embarrass me in fucking public. If I gotta bend over and call you, yes sir, Mr. Big Brother such and such, while you paddle me, while I'm on my hands and knees picking up trash, and you know what, nigga, fuck it. I don't really need to do that. Yeah, like fuck your group. I don't really want to be a part of your little clique that bad, homie. Now I know once I get in your little clicking group and whatever, it's gonna be like, you know, you guys quote unquote ride or die for me or whatever, you know, just like a gang on the streets. Of course, once again, I've never been in the gang on the street. You feel me? I just had my partners, and if you fuck with one of us, we fuck you up. Yeah. And that was cause that was my partner. And I ain't have to like get jumped on by 10 niggas to be down with my partner. I ain't have to go and shoot a motherfucker and kill a motherfucker that I don't even fucking know just to be down with my partner. That was just my motherfucking partner. That's why I never got into the whole gang shit. Niggas do it. Hey, I know niggas in gangs. You feel what I'm saying? For whatever reason you do, I feel like that's also a problem, an issue. We can address that. Matter of fact, we could throw them in this whole mix too, if you want to be honest with you. The same shit. And polices. Only difference is, it's not technically the same because they do get paid and it's a job. But I still feel like they're a fucking gang. But anyway, do you feel like these people who are in these groups are there for the benefits of the group or the acceptance that many humans feel a need to be a part of? You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that most mammals and especially human beings are need to be around other people, need to feel accepted for the most part. That's why a form of punishment in prison and shit is isolation in the hole by yourself, cut off from other people. You can go crazy like that because human beings are social people, so they need to be a part of shit. They need to talk to other human beings, interact with them, okay? Can you tell me some stories and examples of the pros and cons, of course, you know, of being in one of these secret societies or frats or something? Now, of course, if you are in that society, a lot of them, you can't talk about the society. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like in the movie Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? The first rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But if you are, and you care to enlighten me about a society that I'm a part of, to dispel any rumors, if you're a part of a Masonic lodge, if you're a Mason, everything, a lot of people have negative view of the Masons or whatever, you know, or, you know, hey, I want you to call in especially and say, man, you fucking tripping. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Blizzum. We don't do this. We don't do that. Blah, blah, blah. This is what we about. This is what we do. Blah, blah, blah. And by all means, please. And I will, in fact, kill myself if I give out any misinformation tonight. But I'm not so into exactly what they represent per se, as much as I am into just the whole need to be accepted, the whole need to be in it. You feel me? I really want to know why you wanted to pledge, why you want to be a Mason, why? What is it? What is it? I guess you would have to tell me some of the benefits. I guess you can't tell me the secret shit or whatever, the little shit I'm not supposed to know unless I actually go through it. And I dig that. I understand. You feel me? It's cool. It's okay. I got no problem with it. You want to talk on the brand new K100 chat? You're going to have to be a member of the group to do so. It's a private group, and we got to invite you in. You know, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But I really just want to know why. Why is it that you wanted to do it? You know what I mean? And if you didn't or whatever, if you haven't been in a frat or any kind of private society or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Tell me why haven't you? Why haven't you? Do you have a problem with them? You feel me? And it's funny when it comes down to the Masons, because people like, okay, you got people who think the Masons are like a cult, okay? You got some of these things, people think like Illuminati and Masons and other Skull and Bones and all those places like that. They're like a cult. You know, you got people who think and view them like that. Then also, but at the same time, you've got people who are Christians that are Masons. Like my grandfather. My grandfather was a reverend of a church. He was a preacher. He was also a Mason. 33rd degree. It's pretty high. It's up there. High ranking. Was in it for years. I remember being on the side of the road one time, broke down with my grandfather, and cars were just passing by. My uncle was trying to flag people down. No one would stop. My grandfather got out of the car, stood on the side of the road, started waving some kind of hand gestures. Immediately, the next truck that rolled by was an old white guy. He stopped, pulled over. They had a conversation. The guy got out, had our car towed, fixed, repaired. We were in a small town on our way going out of town. Had our car towed, repaired, had us bring us back to his house. Wife fed us some food. And got the car fixed and got put all back on the road. I didn't see my grandfather go in his pocket one time. Things like that. I think that's what it was. You know, I was younger then, but you know, in hindsight and thinking back and looking at the whole situation and what he did and how it was handled, I'm thinking that's what that means. That's what being a part of it means. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having that kind of connection with people that you never met? If you're part of a Kappa 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 blank in New York and you would be pledged there and you went to school in New York and this guy was a Kappa 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 blank in California, when y'all both end up coming down here to Atlanta and he's got this event going on and you happen to be a promoter and he comes up to you and he talks to you and he finds out that you're Kappa 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 blank, guess what? Before he gives that shit to anybody else, he was going to give it to brother Kappa 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 blank from the New York chapter. By default, it's what they do. They stick together for years. What's really wrong with that? Look, that part of it I have no real problem with. That's just like having homeboys from back in the day, I guess. I don't know. But my thing about it is, what you had to do, A, what you had to do to become that, you feel me? And what does it mean? And I'm really exploring tonight why you felt the need to be a part of it. Why? What was it? Not that it's necessarily negative. I just want to know, tell me about it. What's the benefits? If you are a part of a secret society or a fraternity or a private membership only club, you know what I'm saying? That's exclusive, that you have to go through some sort of, you know, hazing or initiation to be a part. Why do you want to do that? I don't know. I've never wanted to do it. I've never even had the urge. Had I even went to college, I know that just my mentality, the way I view the world, I wouldn't have pledged in a fraternity. You feel what I'm saying? That's just not me. I think it's a difference. I think maybe sometimes you're kind of a different kind of a person. You feel me? But I'm not necessarily that makes you a bad person. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I'm not the type of person that needs to be a part of something else that bad that I would have to, you know, do some of the things that it takes to be in some of these particular secret societies. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not bashing the societies. I just don't. First of all, I got some people on the line already. Once again, the number to call into the show if you're listening on the internet is 347-934-0966. And if you're listening on the show, remember, once again, I want to reiterate that I'm not saying that it's bad to be in a frat, it's bad to be a Mason, or any. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm asking you is, if you are in one, by all means, please hit the number one, because you're the ones I want to talk to the most, because I want to know why you pledged. A lot of times people pledge and become this as because it's in their bloodline. I had a friend of mine who said that he's a Mason because his daddy was a Mason, and his daddy was, you know, I've had people say, you know, they pops pledged Kappa Phi, whatever, Beta Phi, Kappa, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's why they're members of it. You feel me? But then I have people who just out of the blue, who just want to be a part of something and they just do it. And I think I feel like that's the same mentality. A person who wants to be a part of something like that, it's that same personality, I think, that makes people join a gang. You want to be a part of something. You want to be, everybody wants to be a part of something. You feel me? Nobody wants to be alone and just have a life without purpose or meaning. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody really wants to. But this is different. Okay? This is not the same thing. You know what I mean? And so I'm going to get ready to go to the lines. Make sure if you're on the line right now and you have an opinion about what I'm talking about tonight, you feel me? Hit the number one so I can go ahead and go to the phone lines. You feel what I'm saying? If you want to talk. All right? But like I said, the initial questions are you in a secret society, private club, or whatever? You feel me? If not, do you know anyone who was and is? How did you feel about that? Did you think it was weird? Did you have questions? You feel me? Did you get any privileges, even though you wasn't in it? I mean, my grandfather was in it, and I wasn't a Mason, but I felt like I wasn't stranded on the side of the road a little longer than I probably would have been back then because he was one. You feel me? But yet still I choose not to go down that path. What do you feel about Christians who are Masons? Because you got some people who, church people especially, who just really are down on the Masons. And, you know, like I don't know, if especially in the South, you know, you got the older women, the older black women, they be in Eastern Stars, which is kind of like the female version of that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And, you know, my grandmother was one, I think. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just different. You know, sometimes they're harmless, but then some people put this evil, you know, annotation to it. You know, this cult atmosphere. And they bash it. And they say, you know, it's. But I'm not here to bash it. I'm just saying it's not for me. But if it was for you, please, dial 347-934-0966. Hit the number one. If it wasn't for you, tell me why it wasn't for you. You feel me? You know what I mean? And if you pledged or anything like that right there, you know, tell me what you had to go through. You feel me? And also, of course, one of the other main questions is, do you feel like people who join these societies and clubs, do you feel like they need to be accepted socially? Is there some social reasoning, you know what I'm saying, some thing that makes them want to say, oh, I really feel the need to be a part of something. That's why I joined that group. You feel me? So, I'm opening up the line. Hit the number one right now if you want to talk so I can go to the phone lines. I got about 10 people on the line, all right? So if you're on the lines right now, go ahead and hit the number one, and I'll come to your phone line. You feel me? And we can go ahead and get the conversation popping, all right? First person up let's see. I think this is Veronica. Veronica, what's popping?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show.
All right.
Okay. First and foremost, were you ever in any secret society, or did you ever pledge or anything like that, any sorority or anything like that right there?
No, I did not.
And
I didn't.
Why not? Was it because you never had an opportunity, or you just never wanted to?
I never wanted to. I never had a desire to. I just, to me, it just kind of seemed like people just, I don't know, just followers. I've never been that kind of follower. I've always been somebody that just kind of did my own thing. And so even now, if I see a group of people gravitating towards something, whether it be music or, you know, whatever, a fad or fashion, I've just never been that type of person.
So you think it's a fad? But see, that, I mean, do you look at them as fads? Do you look at them like that? Because I kind of look at them like that. I'm not gonna lie. I look at them like that. I'm like, man, you know, I mean, what, you know, that's kind of how I look at them. I know that may be wrong because if you're in them, please hit the number one and call the show. But I do feel like that about them. I feel like they kind of like cliques, unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? How you got? I don't know.
Yeah, I just think of them as cliquish, and, you know, I'm not knocking them or anything, but the same camaraderie they have, you know, maybe I won't understand that because I'll never be in one, but, you know, I don't know. And then they have the airs, some of them, that they're better than you, or, you know, I just never wanted to be a part of that. And for one, I wasn't going to walk around with my hair and not comb it for weeks and not take a bath. And I'm like, if I have to stoop to that to be in this group, you know, I'm not going to humiliate myself for anybody.
Right.
You know?
That was the Those were the main things. See, the initiation, the pledging. You know, you remember. You know, okay, maybe. You know, when I was growing up, I'm in my early 30s. So when I was growing up, the view I had of college life on TV, of course, was a different world. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're black and you're that age, that's what you. And I remember, you know, when Ron and what was it? Dwayne was pledging, trying to pledge or whatever. You feel me? And it was, you know what I'm saying? It was trying to do, and it was doing all that. And then, you know, you grow up watching Animal House and all these other crazy frat movies from back in the 80s and shit. And I was like, school day. No fucking way could a motherfucker make me want to be in something that bad. Right. That was my thing with it. You feel me? Now, do you know anybody, Veronica, family members, or have you ever dated anybody that was in a frat? Well, you know, you ever dated a frat boy? You ever dated somebody that was a Mason? Anything like that?
I've met a guy that was a Mason. Actually, I kind of, you know, I kicked it with a guy that was a Mason. And you know, I knew a couple of people that were. I also worked with a lady that was an Eastern Star. And she just seemed kind of weird anyway. But, I mean, other than that, they're just, you know, normal people. But, you know, I heard that the Masons have this, you know, secret to life, or they have these secrets that, you know, nobody else knows. And that's the kind of person I am. I'm not the kind of person I am, but I'm against that. If you have the secret, you know, of something that benefits mankind, I think that's selfish to keep it to yourself. And, you know, it's, to me, it's just like a grown-up, you know, girls-only or boys-only club, you know. The clubhouse with, you know, no boys allowed or no girls allowed.
Right.
I just think they're corny.
I do. I can't even lie. I can't lie. I know people are going to be mad at me. I know they're going to be people. I'm just saying. I know it's going to be people listening to this show, like, you know. But I guess corny, yeah. I thought, you know how, because, you know, it's funny because in a lot of instances, they seem to be the cool people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But to me, it was always lame. Because I always felt like you was a fucking lame if you let a motherfucker sit there and take you through all that just to be a part of what he got them got going on.
You're right. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I will give props to the Deltas. I mean, they are some of the most down-to-earth women that I've met. I've met women that are, and I find out they're Deltas. I'm like, you know what? You know, they're very down to earth people, the ones that I have met. And sometimes, I mean, they're stereotypes, like, you know, alphas, you know, the AKAs. Sometimes they, you know, there's a stigma that they're snooty, and that's not, you know, always true, because I know one of them as well. But I give props to my Delta ladies, because I like them. They're cool, you know, the ones I've met. But other than that, eh.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. You see what you kind of helped me prove my point with it. What is an AKA lady? What is a Delta lady? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, you know, you get, because you, what it does. Okay, listen, everybody, pay attention to me. What I think the groups and stuff do is take away individualism like that. You feel me?
Right.
You feel me? Instead of people saying that, you know what I'm saying, looking at you as Veronica, they start to look at you as an AKA. Well, then instead of looking at me as Cyril Blue, do you look at me as a black man? You feel me? Or you look at me as a nigga? You feel me? Or so to me, it's another way of just this whole general, you know what I'm saying, this thing that I got an issue with it. I got a deep-seated personal issue with shit like that when things group you like that, you feel me? Good or bad, I guess. I don't know. You feel me? I don't like it. Because I guess I'm such a strong-minded and independent individual. I guess maybe that's why. And I think people like me don't or could never be in these.
I think that is why I'm the same way. I mean, I say what's on my mind. I buck the system. If there is a way to buck the system, if I don't agree with it, I will let you know. I don't care who you are. Man, I have a reputation on my job. You know, that's one you cannot pull the wool over. You know, you can't, that one right there, don't even mess with that one.
Right.
Because I just don't take no bull, you know, and.
Well, what do you think about It's when it comes, especially like the Masons and stuff. What do you think about Christians who are Masons and stuff? Isn't that total like contradictory in a way?
It seems as though it is, and because I don't know a lot about the Masons.
Well, they don't tell you. You can't know first unless you're one. You know what I'm saying?
What I have seen, because I was watching TBN one night, and this guy was talking about Masons and, you know, their society, and was, you know, kind of giving information about it. It was like, wow, okay. You know, I don't believe everything I hear. I don't believe half of what I see. I don't believe that, but I do kind of gather information and then make my determination. And I don't see how the two can go hand in hand.
Okay.
It seems kind of like a jumbo shrimp, an oxymoron.
But you know how many, especially like Southern Baptists, you know how many like Southern Baptist men, black men especially, are in Mason, are Mason?
I'm not surprised.
And listen, everybody, I told you already, my own grandfather was one. He was the Reverend. My grandfather was a preacher and a Mason. So I'm not, and anybody know me, know I love me some damn John Brown. You know what I'm saying? I miss him immensely. That was my dude. You feel me? I wish I could have, I'd give anything to just talk to him again. But I always thought about that, you know, after I grew up and I realized what Masons was. And I always thought about, you know, how was granddaddy like a preacher and a Mason? You feel me? When you got some Christians who be like, you know, oh, that's to the devil. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? Since I know you're religious and I know you, you know what I'm saying? I just don't understand how it goes on. And other Christians don't, some Christians say something about it, but some people don't care. Some don't care, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not privy to those secrets or whatever that they got going on, but I don't know.
I think it's contradictory because, I mean, you know, being a Christian, quote unquote Christian, godlike, you're supposed to love people and help and stuff. And so your granddad, you know, had to be the one to give the, you know, the special symbol or whatever, and somebody pulled over. Well, what about just helping a person because that's the right thing to do? Why do you have to throw up some, you know, East Side, whatever, to get somebody to help you? It's like, okay, if you're not in the group, you know, we don't help you, you know.
Right.
I'm each one teach one. And so it's just like, right. I just use financial status for one thing. You know,
right.
I got where I am, but because I'm a capper or whatever, there could be a brother right next to me that I talk to every day who I know is a good guy and has potential. And instead of taking him under my wing and showing him the ropes, I meet a guy, first time I ever met him, and find out he's my frat, and, oh, I have to help this guy. I don't agree with that.
Just like a gang. If you're out and about, and you are blood, and you see some blood, you be like, what's up, blood? And you see these Crips over here, these other guys over here fucking with this blood, you are pretty much gotta jump in, and you gotta get into, because they both Crips. You Crips. Mm-hmm. It's too much like a gang mentality. People don't be calling up to the show and shit, talking about I'm not trying to say that these motherfuckers are like the Crips and Bloods, okay? I don't have time for that shit tonight, okay? Just kill your fucking self and just save yourself the trouble of getting me killing you on the show. And I got people that need to talk about some serious shit. I ain't got time for that. What I'm saying is, it's the mentality of it all. The mentality of it.
What?
I mean, it's kind of hard to argue.
I understand your analogy. I really do. I mean, they're not out there killing anybody or,
no,
you know, for GT or fighting over turf, so to speak. But it is kind of like a game, you know. We're down for each other. You know, you my brother, I'm going to look out for you. And if you're not in the club, then, oh, well, sorry for you.
Right. All right. I understand. So what if you really was feeling the guy and he was a Mason or whatever? Would that make a difference of whether or not you would kick it with him? Would you be like, I don't know about all that? You know what I'm saying? What would you feel?
Now, the almost 40-year-old, I don't think that I could. I hate to say that, you know, I don't want to be, you know, discriminating against folks, but I just don't think that it would fit in with my lifestyle and my beliefs. And, you know, I hate to kick it with him, and he's like, well, if, you know, we want to get together, get married, you're going to have the Eastern Star, and be like, okay, see ya.
Exactly.
Bye-bye now.
Right, exactly. All right, anybody else, make sure you, if you're on the line, make sure you hit the number one if you want to chime in. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, everybody that's on the line. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking to my homegirl Veronica about being in frats, fraternities, or secret societies or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And we pretty much have a kind of like view. We kind of think the same when it comes to this particular subject. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not here, like I said, once again, I'm not here to bash the people that's in the groups. I'm really not. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get an understanding of, A, what makes you want to do it if you're in it. If you're not in it, why don't you? Because I think people with like personalities don't get in it. And I don't want to say weak-minded people. You feel me? I don't want to say weak-minded people, but I just say people who feel a greater sense or need, I think, to be accepted and be in a clique, have, you know what I'm saying, have a greater chance of being in it. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever notice a lot of people who were frats and stuff, like they didn't have a lot of friends growing up? You ever notice that, Veronica?
Some of them. I know I went to school with a girl, and I found out that she, actually two girls, and they pledged, a.k.a. one was very, very pretty. She happened to be bright-skinned with, you know, sandy brown hair, and she wore the nicest clothes, and you know, she had, you know, friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would say surface friends, because if you really look at it, you know, nobody really got close to her, so she had those surface friends. But I don't know. I think I don't think they had, like, a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, a couple people they kicked it with. But I don't know, Blue, I just never been the kind of needed acceptance. I didn't care. I wore my hair crazy. You know, I wore my clothes the way I wanted to. I spoke the way I wanted to. You know, I didn't follow everybody over the bridge. I just didn't. And
right.
Even though, you know, you say that you didn't, you know, you don't want to say that people have that. I forgot what you were saying. Like they... I mean, to me, it's just they do have a need to be accepted. Honestly, I think deep within them, even though on the outside they look okay, you know, emotionally, I think there's something within them that needs to be a part of something to feel good about themselves or to boost their self-esteem.
Right.
I don't need that.
Right. And I be feeling myself, baby. I love me some blizzard. Fuck your opinion, nigga. I'm the shit. You kiss my black ass. That's how I feel. I keep that motherfucking attitude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I guess that's maybe, and maybe people with my kind of personality just can't be in shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've never felt that way. Okay, I got somebody else raising their hand, Veronica. Let me go ahead and take this call. Please stay on the line, though, if you can.
All right, thanks.
All right. Let's see. T. Lewis?
What's up, man?
What's happening, man? What's poppin'? Appreciate you calling the show, bro. All right.
Yeah, man. Tried to call in last night, and I was going to raise my hand, but you had like four people in front of me, and I had to go to business meeting last night, man. I was like, dog it, man.
It's all good. We only had one other brother, man, on the line, too, man. We got right now, it's three people with their hand raised, but 11 people on the line. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like that sometime.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I mean? You feel me? But in any event, you know what I'm saying? Are you or have you ever been in any kind of like secret club or, you know, frat or Masons or anything like that right there? I ain't talking about Beta Club in high school, goddammit, people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Come on, man. You know, there are some characteristics to being on a football team or something like that that's kind of in line with this, but it's not really the same thing because it's a sport. I don't count that as the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not, I don't really view them the same. Some people might argue that, like, you know, well, if you're on the football team, you walk around like a gang, like, because we're on the football team. Yeah, but that's a sport. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's I don't know. It's just, it's not the same thing. But what about you, bro? Are you a part of anything like that?
Nah, I've never been a part of anything like that.
Why not? Why not? Why haven't you? Why didn't you? Why didn't you try be a Mason or pledge or anything like that if you went to college? Or what made you not do it?
To tell the truth, I heard something about I think you said something about watching Animal House or something like that.
Right.
Back in the day.
Animal House, School Days, Different World. Take your pick.
Yeah, straight up.
Revenge of the Nerds, I don't give a fuck. Take your fucking pick, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, yeah. I was looking like I could never get past the initiation. I would never, ever fucking do it. No fucking way in hell. And they like to tell you, well, if you can't, you ain't good enough to beat us. Well, fuck you, nigga. I guess I ain't, nigga.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel me? If I can't sit up there and let you talk shit to me like that and treat me like shit for fucking 4 or 5 months, some shit, just to be a part of your, just to be able to come to your party or whatever, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Yeah.
Shit.
That
you might still find your girlfriend in my fucking dorm room, nigga. Kill yourself. But anyway, that would have been me. You know what I'm saying? Right. But go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Straight up, What made me want to go to college was the movie Animal House. I'm like, dang, niggas, it's fun like that. I think I need to go in there, like you said, watching A Different World and stuff like that. But my thing is, and I think I heard somebody say this earlier, but I'm not sure. I think it was either you or Veronica said this earlier. I personally have always thought that people join those things because, one, especially when they leave home to college and pledge and stuff like that, because first they don't know how to make friends. They don't know how to depend on themselves to, like, meet people. And they use these organizations in order to I guess, get a leg up socially first.
True. That's a good point, dog.
Life,
that's a good point. I think,
hold on.
I want to stop you right there. That's a good point. Use it to get a leg up in life socially. I think you're right. I think a lot of them might join it for the connections, you know, and stuff like that that come along with it. You're right about that. Like I said, there are pros and cons to both sides of the coin on this shit. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, go ahead.
Yeah, because oddly enough, true story, I'm in Chicago right now. It's oddly enough that I'm in Chicago because this is what just happened to me in Chicago. I don't know if this would count as a group, but when I was in school, I joined a group called the National Communication Association for students who majored in any type of communication theory or any type of college of communication within whatever university. And it's like a national organization. But it was this dude I had met. I just now remember his name. His name was Keith. And he was with this half Puerto Rican dude named Alfredo. And they were just some of the lamest niggas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up, and there was this session that they were talking about. It was about, basically black exploitation in the sports world, basically looking at black folks as sexual deviants or whatever. I remember because they were talking about Serena Williams, and I was like, I just wanted to see if she was going to be there. Really, damn true. But the dude turned around, and he said, how are you doing? And I was like, what's up, man? He said, my name's Keith. I said, what's up, man? My name's Terrence. What's going on? He said, this is my guy, Alfredo, whatever, whatever. I was like, nigga, whatever. I'm like, I'm trying to wait till the session starts here. Serena going to be end up. So he just wanted to know everything, just pride and everything. I said, so what school do you attend to? He finally got to the thing about what school do I attend. I said, Florida State. He said, really? I said, yeah. The first thing to come out of this nigga's mouth was like, I don't know you. And so I said, I don't know you neither.
Right.
I was like, what you talking about? He was like, really? And my name tag, for whatever reason, we all had name tags, so my name tag was turned around because we had lanyards on. So he was like, well, let me see your name tag. And I was like, nigga, I just told you where I go. Why I got to lie? You don't know every black person out here.
Right.
So this nigga went as far as to contact one of my instructors that teaches. She's one of the teachers that teach in the College of Communication that teach several classes. He went as far as to contact this chick to find out who I was and what organizations I was with and stuff like that. And how come he don't know me? I was like, nigga, are you serious?
What was that because? What? Why are you? I mean, did it have something to do with a fraternity or anything like what was the?
Yeah, because most of the some of the black folks out of Florida State, they majored in communication. They normally I don't know what fraternity he was in, and I don't know what he was in to this day. But she called me and asked me, did I know him? I was like, I don't know him from anybody. Cause he was just asking about you and stuff like that, and I was like, I don't want to get to know him. I'm like, what is that all about? And it turned out I found out later on he was in one of those. I don't know what he was in, what fraternity he was in, but he was in one. And he felt like just because he was a big man on campus, he didn't know me. He felt like he can ask around and find out who I was just because I didn't make a big deal to try to find out who he was. And I'm like, nigga, you tripping?
Well, maybe because you wasn't. Maybe because you wasn't. Maybe the fact that you wasn't in a frat or whatever, that's probably why he didn't know you. You feel me? And my thing is, I'll allude to, well, just coming off of your story, the thing about it is maybe since you wasn't in a frat or whatever and he didn't know you, he felt like you still was some sort of outsider. Even though y'all both was in fucking college, y'all both went to school, y'all both educated people, because you wasn't in that social group, that social circle of frats and all this other kind of stuff. You feel me? To me, look, everybody, pay attention. To me, everybody, you know, well, I got a couple people chiming in. Welcome, everybody, to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzman. I'm on the line with my homie, T. Lewis. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. 347-934-0966. You feel me? My problem is as if we got enough shit to discriminate and to separate and to blockade motherfuckers in this fucking world, as if we just don't got enough naturally, with you being from that country, with me being this color, with me believing in that God, you know what I'm saying, with me being this sex, you know, with me being from that region, with me coming from this economic background, as if we don't have enough shit already to separate us, to make us feel isolated, to make us feel privileged in some instances, as if we don't have enough shit. Now you want to make up some shit,
right?
Make up some shit to tell me that I should be a part of to be accepted by you and your peers. This is my problem with it,
right?
This is my fucking problem. This is inherently my problem with the whole concept, period. Right?
And what's funny about that, since you mentioned that, I think he felt because he was on that status that everybody should know him, but he should be able to touch out to everybody and know who that particular person is just because he's at that particular status. That's what I got from him.
Right.
Like,
he did that to show you.
He did
that to show you that I know everybody. Who are you?
Yeah.
You're just a regular guy. You're a regular college guy, as if, you know, so the degrees from the Kappas is worth more than the degrees from the guys without it. It's not a Kappa, I guess,
right,
is your rationale. You feel what I'm saying behind the whole thought process? And some of them feel like that. Yeah, you went to college. Oh, you went to fam. Yeah, was you a Kappa? Nah. Nigga, did you go to fam? You too, nigga. Did you go to fam? You too, nigga. Both of us got degrees from fam. You nigga, but oh, you wasn't a Kappa. So it's like,
yeah.
Nigga, we both got degrees from the same mother. It don't say on your motherfucking degree, graduated from goddamn FAMU, a Kappa. It says graduated from FAMU, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck is the big deal? And like I said, I'm not trying to bash them all. I'm just saying, and sometimes downright snootiness, all right, downright snootiness, attitude of privilege that comes with a lot of these organizations.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Would you date a chick? A frat chick? Would you date a frat chick? I ain't say fuck one. Would you date one? Fucking one and dating one is two different things. Would you date a frat chick? Would you date one of these societies or something? You feel me?
To tell the truth, I did, because honestly, I thought, and I ain't gonna lie, I got caught up with that kind of stuff, and I thought, yeah, I go to college, I get this type of chick, everything will be cool. But nah, she got on my nerves real quick. She got on my nerves real quick. So it didn't work out though. But if I had to do it again, I don't think I would though.
Okay. Do you feel like, last question, I'll go to the next caller. 347-934-0966, please. It's the number one. If you already listen to the fucking show, why not talk? I got to break you people from this shit. Hit the number one. Before I go on, do you feel like, in general, people who are joining these have a great need to feel accepted than other people who don't join them?
I do, for a majority of them, yeah. A majority of them, I do think, I'd say it's probably about 80%. At least 80% of them that join feel like they have to belong to something, or feel like they're needed somewhere, or like they have some type of purpose by joining these groups.
Yeah, yeah. I do too, bro. I really do. All right, man. I want you to stay on the line. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go to some more callers. Some of y'all need to raise y'all goddamn hands. Just sitting on here listening. You ain't that damn busy. you in the fucking K100 group now. Buster. All right, be easy, T. Lewis. Stay on the line, though,
if
you can. You feel me? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to cut him off. I thought he was done talking. Once again, people, I want to make sure that I got them, put it right back out there. Pay attention, please. I am not bashing Delta Phi, Delta Kappa Phi, Kappa Phi, AKA Phi, Summa Cum Laude Phi, whatever. I don't give a shit. Actually, but the point I'm trying to make, people, is I'm not bashing them. I'm not saying that they weak. I'm not saying that they all are snooty. It's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is there is something about a person who feels like joining that makes them better. I guess you know what I'm saying. You know, you know. Of course, I get exclusivity. I get being in a private club. I get that membership has its privileges. I get that. I understand that. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I still think that it takes a certain mentality, a certain kind of personality, a certain kind of person and a personality to actually go through and do that, to actually be, to go through initiations and hazings and all that stuff just to be a part of this group. And then once you get in that group, you know what I'm saying, you start to treat other people that's not in the group bad or different. I never advocate anything that does that. I don't want to advocate anything that tells another person that because you're not in this group over here, you're not as good as me. If you're in this group right here, say you're in the military and you can't get on the military base, that's different. You feel me? That's a job, you know what I'm saying? You know, but to say that, you know, we both go to the same school, but because you're not in this club, you're not hot, you're not cool, you can't come to this party and that, you know, and I mean, come on, man, it's enough shit going on out here. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't like it when black people do it to black people. I really don't like when a Delta, me and you, one thing about it, nigga, let me tell you motherfuckers right now. All you frat motherfuckers, I tell you black asses right now, you black frat people and maces and all that shit. These motherfuckers will show your ass like they show OJ, nigga, real quick. Before you was any of that, nigga, you was a nigga first. Alright? Make no mistake about it. I pulled no punches, okay? Before you was any of that shit, you was black first, okay? So if anything, I'd rather focus. I told y'all, my bad, fucking Comcast. My internet connection is still looking real weak right now. My bad. But like I was saying real quick, they let me jump right back on this time. But like I was saying real quick, what I was saying before I got rudely interrupted by Comcast, that I'd rather for somebody to tell me, because I'm black, because I'm going to be that. I was that when I was born. I'm going to be that when I die. I would rather somebody to discriminate, to tell me because you black, dog, that's why I'm looking out for you. Not because I'm a Delta. Because now I'm black and now I gotta be black and be a Delta. I'd rather for you just keep it like that, dog. Yeah, that's racism, I guess you could say. Yeah. Okay, well, what the fuck ever. But if you're gonna discriminate or some shit, if you're going to say somebody can't come into this and do this with you because of any reason. How about because they ain't black first, nigga? Try that. I think it divides us even more than we already are divided. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Shay, you're on the line. What's popping?
Hey, what's happening?
I'm just trying to put my personal opinion out here, everybody. You might not agree. You might not agree. You might have pledged. Your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever might be this. Your husband might be a Mason and all that. And he might not be a bad guy. And I'm not saying that he is because he pledged or he's a Mason. Damn it. I'm not saying that. Stop putting words in my mouth. All I'm saying is the personality, the exclusivity that comes along with that, I take issue with that. Okay, what's poppin', Shay? Have you ever belonged to any secret society or pledged for a frat or some private kind of club thing, got, you know, secret society thing going on here? Yeah?
Nah, not unless you want to count the K-100 secret society.
That's not really a secret society.
I know it.
If you keep talking, I have to kill you. First rule of K-100 is we don't talk about K-100, Shay. If I tell you, I got to kill you, Shay. Right. It ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying? This is all for fun. Really. And education at the same time. But
you
get where I'm going. Why not? Why not? What stopped you? Why not? I mean, not, and if you didn't go to college or whatever, you just never had a chance to pledge. I could dig all that, but there's still other ways you could have did other things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just never really got into it.
You know, but why not? Why not, though?
I guess it just wasn't me. Well, you know, why not? I guess because I was like one of those little debutantes or whatever, like out of high school, and I didn't see how that was like, I don't see how that benefited me. Being in that little group, and I didn't feel any closer to anybody. So after that, I never felt, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to try it and see what y'all about or whatever. But it wasn't nothing that was nothing I needed to do. So I never felt the need to do anything like that again.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, weren't you in the band, Shay?
I was in the band. That was different. That was educational.
I'm just fucking with you.
That was different.
Being a band geek, Shay, you know, being a band geek, it's not the same.
I don't claim that. A band geek is way different from any kind of attorney, anything like that. That is, it needs its own group.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you. No, really.
That was
but
no
really,
glorification at all.
I know. Being a band geek isn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, look, I think he raised her hand when I said that. She's been quiet the whole time, so I said band geek. You know,
was
she was in the band.
She's
going to have a motherfucking problem with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's one time at band camp. No. You ever seen American Pie?
Yes.
All right. Moving right along. Let me get to the point. You know what I'm saying? So you never did it. Why? Because you didn't want to feel like you wanted to be a part of the secret society, or you didn't want to. Do you feel like it made people feel excluded?
I think so. I mean, to me, it just seemed like a whole lot of unnecessary stuff to be with a group of people. I mean, if people can't just like me for me and who I am, and that's the kind of people I want to be around with. If I got to do something particular to make you feel like I'm a part of you, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you had to be able to play an instrument to be in the band, Shay.
Yeah, but that was like, I mean, I was playing the instrument, the reason why I joined the band, because I was already playing it, so it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they said, well, it was something secret, and they said, okay, well, all right, you got to play this trumpet. I mean, you know, that's just like part of it. If you're going to be in choir, you're going to have to sing, you know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. I understand. I'm just trying to draw some kind of analogy, some argument for
no.
the other side. No, no, it didn't work.
One. Okay. Not in the band.
All right. So how do you feel about it? You don't like them? You just don't like them? You don't like them?
Well, I really just don't see the point.
What about the Masons?
I never really understood the Masons.
What do you feel about them, huh?
I really don't have an opinion. I just wonder what's the big deal, what's so secretive about it. I've had friends that were Masons, and one of my best friends before he died, he was a Mason. And I would always ask, you know, what do y'all do? You know, what is the big deal? I mean, what's the point? You know, I really didn't see what the point or what the purpose was, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't really see that. If you're going to belong to a group or a particular body of people, I mean, to me, it should have a purpose. You should be working towards something that can show some results of it. Otherwise, it's like, what, you're just a group of people sitting around having a meeting? Well, maybe I'm sure maybe there's more to it or whatever. I just don't know, and I guess I can't understand what I don't
know.
Have any information
of. I mean, this is my problem. You see what I'm saying? You see, the thing about it is I put this shit all on Facebook and shit, and I know for a fact I got a lot of friends that are Masons and shit, and a lot of friends that pledged and blah, blah, blah. See, I have shows like this so I can include a large, wide, but maybe because I ain't a Mason and I ain't a motherfucking Delta, they won't call my fucking show. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
You should have pledged right quick, just long enough. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. So do you feel like people who do it have a need to be a greater need than those who don't to be accepted by a group of people to feel socially accepted?
You know what? I would have to say yes to that, because otherwise I won't see why they would do it. I mean, like I said, I don't know what goes on there, so I can't really answer from that standpoint. But in terms of like feeling like a group camaraderie, they would have to have a need for that. I mean, initially, because they don't know what goes on either until they get there. I mean, I guess I just don't have a strong need to want to fit in with people who don't already like me. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I just don't.
Okay. I'm saying that. Yeah, would you date a Mason or a guy like a frat guy? Would you date one of those guys?
If he told me what the big deal was, I mean, because
he can't
I'm
tell
a
you,
Shay.
He tell you, he got a key, Shay.
Well, we can't keep secrets. We already had this discussion on a previous show. We can't keep secrets. If you got a secret from me, then.
Oh, so I wonder. You know, I wonder about that. I wonder about that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you're a Mason, whatever, you can't tell your wife where you're going. You don't supposed to tell her shit. So you could be going to an orgy. She don't got no shit. You going to the lodge and that's it. It could be a bachelor party with 30 naked bitches in there. You ain't got to tell her shit. And she supposed to shut the fuck up and understand. You know that, ladies. You know that, right?
Then that's what I'm saying. We would have to.
Okay, but, there is a good
but if that's where you're going, say that's where you're going.
Yeah, he can tell you that's where he's going. He can tell you that's where he's going. He can tell you that's where he's going, Shay. He just can't tell you what the fuck he's going to do when he get there.
Well, you know, just that's anybody. I mean, you know, your man could tell you, you know, where he's going or whatever. You don't know what he's going to do when he get there. He might not even know for sure what he's going to do till he get there.
Ah, interesting. Okay, I got two more people raising their hand. Let me get to them. Stay on the line, though. Let me get to them.
Okay.
Start the calls. You feel me, all right? The number to call in is 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. All right, we're talking about episode 97. What the fuck is the big secret? We're talking about fraternities, secret societies like the Masons and stuff like that, being a part of it. How do you feel about it? If you're in it, why are you in it? If not, why not? Or if you would never be in it, why not? Do you know anybody that's in it? How do you feel about it? Do they tell you about it? What do you feel about it? About it as far as society goes? Like, do you feel like there's an issue with needing to be accepted when it comes down to that? Next up, I got Michigan Girl and then Key in line, and then a number I don't know. Michigan Girl, what's popping?
What's going on? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. The K100, the K100 new group chat thing is crazy, ain't it?
Man, that is ridiculous. It's going to be fun, though.
I know, right? So, anyway, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show once again. I want to make sure that, you know, everybody gets a chance to talk or whatever. So, you know, I'm going to go down the line. And, of course, I have some people on the line, but a lot of them don't want to talk. I hope they ain't, like, Masons and stuff and, like, taking numbers and shit and listening to me and plotting to kill me. I'm sorry, fellas.
Oh.
Show. Don't kill me. Of course, you better come heavily on. All right. Now.
Crazy ass.
Now. Do you belong or have you ever belonged to any secret society or group, frat, anything like that?
I do not belong to any. When I was in high school, we had these things like Delta Teams and Ivy Teams, which was like the high school version of Deltas and AKA or whatever, which was supposed to get you prepared. I wasn't interested, but my grandma was like, you got to pledge, you got to pledge. And I'm like,
why? Why do you think she said this? Was she one?
No.
Well, why did she say that? Why would she tell you that?
I think she felt like it was a status thing, like, you know, because most of the girls' families were well-to-do or supposedly well-to-do and, you know, had a little bit of money. So it was like a status thing. And I was like, why the hell I want to be in an organization with girls that don't like me, or why I want to be you know, in an organization with girls that think they better than me. But now if I join and I pass all of these fucking initiation rituals, which I didn't want to do, then they're going to feel like, okay, we on somewhat of the same level. I'm not going to carry your books. I'm not going to walk behind you. I'm not going to do all of this bull crap. So I went to like 2 days of it, and I told my grandma, you know what, I'm not doing it. So you can be mad or whatever, and it's over and done with.
Right. I understand. So you wouldn't. So how do you feel about it? Now, outside of high school, talking about adult college or adult life with Masons and Eastern Stars and everything, how do you feel about those groups? What do you think they signify when you just hear it? When you hear people say they are one, what's the first thing that you think? What do you think that signifies about them, you know, in general?
Honestly, I think it signifies a need for acceptance or a need to feel slightly above someone else, because, you know, you get to say, oh, I'm a select few of this group. And, I mean, if that's what you're into, that's fine. I mean, I don't have anything against any of them. I just don't feel the need to, you know, be accepted by, you know, a group of people to feel like everything is cool.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's my whole argument right there, why I never really did it. You feel me? So you don't know anybody? Would you date a guy that's a Mason or something like that? Would you have a problem with that? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know much about the Masons other than, you know, that's a real big, like, secretive thing. I dated a guy that was in a fraternity. I mean, shit, it wasn't no different than dating any other guy. I mean, because I guess a fraternity is going to be different than Masons. Of course, there are some things he say, well, I can't tell you, but of course, you know, fraternities, they all proud. They wear their colors. They got this, the brands, and they quick to do their little calls and all of this nonsense that really, I was just like, really? Okay. But, I mean, aside from that, he was just like a regular guy. But, I mean, I can't really speak to the Masons because I don't know enough about it to say whether I would or I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then again, if I dated somebody, I probably still wouldn't know enough about it because they ain't going to tell me shit.
They'll tell you sparse information, and they're not allowed to. They're told not to. There's something like Veronica said. There's something mm-hmm. that they're supposed to know that makes you better in the world. You feel me? And like Veronica said, if you know some kind of, it's like Christianity or religion. You know, that's a social group. That's a religion. That's one of the major groups that we're going to have on this planet as human beings, as a species. But they all try to spread their word and tell you and enlighten you on their path. All of them. They all want, some of them, even Islam, want to kill you and convert you if they have to. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But at least they want to put their message and their path to holiness and their path to heaven out there and let you know. I mean, but these guys, they don't want to tell you shit. They know all the secrets, but don't want to tell you shit. They want you to goddamn fucked up because you ain't signed up for us. You ain't with us. We don't know you like that. Then you don't need to know this shit. You don't need to know if the world's going to end in 2012 or some, you know, just all this other excess shit that they might just be believing. I'm not saying that's what they believe. Just a metaphor, people. I'm just saying, you know.
Right. I got you.
I don't know. So you feel like it's a need to feel socially accepted by a group is why people do it, right? You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think some of them feel, like I said, I think some of them might feel the need to, you know, like, it's a status thing, like, okay, I'm part of this and I'm a little bit, you know, some of them feel that once they're part of something that maybe selects you or, you know, certain people cannot get into, it's like a status thing, like, oh, I'm a little bit better than the next person because maybe we got the same degree and we both graduated, but I'm in this organization, so I'm a little bit better.
Mhm. Yeah, I do. I think it promotes elitism.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think it promotes elitism, and I am not, and I am definitely not a fan of that. All right. Okay. Stay on the line. Let me go down the line. Stay on the line, if you can. All right. All right, Key. What's happening, man?
Yeah.
What's happening, man?
Nothing much.
You got a story about some one time at band camp you can tell with people?
Oh, I was a good girl at band camp.
Right.
It was when I got out.
Yeah. All right.
It's when I got out of band
always
camp.
Always closet freaks, you band girls.
I know. That's the good part, though. Don't leave a little surprise.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So, do you or have you ever belonged to any fraternity, secret society, or anything of the sort?
Nope.
Why is all the K-100 people? Maybe it's K-100.
So we too real for that. We too real for the buzz, for real.
I think
come
you're
on,
right, King. I think you're fucking right. I think we just some motherfucking real motherfuckers, and we ain't really got, we ain't fuck all that shit, nigga. I ain't carry your nigga. Spank who, nigga, I'd knock your ass out.
I would knock your ass out. I wish you would hit me with a damn paddle. I'm going to slap your mama with it. For real.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do it, homie. Fuck you and your whole clique. Like, that's how I see. I'm not going to do none of that shit just to be down with you.
Real talk.
Like, nigga,
I know a lot of people. One of my exes, he tried to get me to be an Eastern Star because he, you know, decided to be a Mason about it when he turned 30 something.
Uh-huh.
I was just like, whatever. I was like, that ain't my type of thing.
Exactly. And like I'm saying, everybody, like I'm saying, it is not that I think that the Eastern Stars are some evil cult, you know, group of women that, you know what I'm saying, are the Masons, are these evil, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying, I don't get it, I don't get why do I need to be in that, I guess, but of course, if they would tell you about it, maybe that would convince me.
I mean, I've had a couple of them to try to explain to me why they did it or what the purpose of it is. What did
they say?
They say it's for enlightenment, like you learn a lot about the history of, you know, the United States, the real history. I was like, but you can learn that if you just go on the internet and do some research, dig a little deeper. You don't have to be a part of a society to know certain things. Like, you know, they had their little theories about what's on the dollar bill and, you know, all this type of other stuff.
Well, they
I'm
on
like,
dollar bill, the Freemason symbol on the fucking dollar bill.
And so, so they was like, you know, it was like, you know, it explains why that is on there and how the origin of it. I'm like, do I really care? Is it going to make me make more money on my job? Is it going to pay a bill for me? You know, why do I even care?
I don't know.
Like, y'all trying to be enlightened about stuff when some of y'all have common sense about what go on now. And then they call, like, the highest person in wherever they go to have their little meetings or whatever, like His Highness or His Most High Holy Master or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, like you talking to God or something.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking not going to do it. I'm not that guy. I'm not cutting that cloth, bruh.
Me neither, exactly. It's like, and y'all a bunch of dudes in there, and you call another dude His Holy Master, and yeah, you got me wet. I wish a bitch would tell me trying to talk to her like she God or something. Whatever.
Big sister such and such.
Yeah, whatever.
Big sister whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. Okay, so I guess how you feel about them in general are, do you feel like they're evil? Do you feel like they're evil?
I feel like some people just have to belong to something. They feel like they just got to be able to belong. And some of them, it's not even that they can't make friends. Because I know a few of them that are really, they real, like, people, person, they can make friends. But I think some folks just feel like they want to belong to something, feel like they exclusive, you know, in some respect. I'm like, it's not that serious. It's really not.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, the other question I asked was, do people who be in these groups, do you think they have this need to be accepted socially by a group more so than people who don't?
I think so. And even, like I said, even if it's a person that can normally, even if they can make friends, sometimes they want to be able to just do extra. They just extra. Like, I can make friends, but I want to be in this type of friend group, and I want to have those type of friends and this type. Like, they can't get enough of it. They thrive off of it, of being a part of different type of groups and organizations and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, not that I, once again, I can't stress it enough. I don't think that the Masons are a demonic cult. Of course, my mom has a biblical, you know, she'll get biblical on you and she'll break it down like, you know what I'm saying? It's like really
it's
of the devil.
Cult.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've heard that argument too. The biblical side of it.
That's why That's why when I have shows like this, I be getting pissed because I got friends and shit that I know that's Masons and shit, and I know they got Facebook and I know they seen this shit, but they ain't calling in like to even
but
just
you know
defend
what?
Or
like
dispel rumors.
They don't like to debate it, and they don't even like to discuss it, even if it's just
I'm
to dispel a rumor. Even if it's to dispel a rumor, they don't want to talk about it. And and the only reason I know certain things because the people that I know that's in it, you know, we on that type of level where they'll at least tell me something about it. But like I asked them, I was like, if it's such a great society and y'all are all brothers, why is it separated? Why you have some with black Masons, then you got the Freemasons, then you got the ones that only accept white people? I mean,
right.
If it's such a brotherhood, why are you all still separate? It sounds like a church.
Yeah.
So I said we got Baptists, Methodists, all this. We all supposed to be the same, but it's all broken up into these different sects.
Right, exactly.
But who would want to talk about that, though?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I just, man, I don't know. I got other people on the line, and they may just be listening. You feel me? They might be one. I mean, if you're one, please, if you're on my phone line and you're just listening and you're not hitting the number one, if you haven't talked yet, please hit the number one, especially if you are a frat boy or a frat girl. If you are a Mason or an Eastern Star, or if you're Illuminati.
Oh,
if you're Illuminati and listening to this shit, I should be scared. I'm getting some unwanted attention at that point. I don't even want to. Just don't even worry about me over here. I'm good over here. No, I'm saying for real. You feel me?
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I don't know. I think those guys. those guys kind of scary, aren't they? Those guys kind of scary,
yeah.
Right? Huh?
Well, because they got, yeah, because most of them are like filthy, stinking rich, and they can make you disappear.
That's the whole point.
You don't have to worry about it. You can start making you disappear a damn cap or somebody.
I don't know. It's a lot of police. Why are there so many Masonic police? See, anytime it's a lot of niggas that's police niggas that's with it, I'm automatically like, nah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm automatically. I don't want to be. I know it's like every police, black policeman, you know, they be a Mason.
The one
yeah.
I know is a fireman. So yeah.
Okay, yeah. So
I guess they work for the government to see their phone.
You know, so anything that's got a lot of policemen wanting to be a part of it, not really for Blizzle. I'm gonna pass. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be your brother.
But then again, if I get pulled over one day with a goddamn in a bad situation, I would say, you know, will that brotherhood perhaps save me from prison?
Yep,
this
they will.
See, there are some what matter of fact, what are some pros that you think to being in it? I didn't even ask anybody. I'll ask if I talked to you already, I'll come back and ask you. What do you think are some of the pros to being in it? We already talked about it.
They did tell me that was some of the pros. Like if you go to a job interview or something and they was like the same way they shake hands or certain questions that they ask, and you pretty much guaranteed to get the job, they're gonna look out for you. If it's a judge, you go to court and you got a situation going on and a judge or Mason or something, they going to look out for you. If, you know, like I said again with the traffic, if you get pulled over, they was like, hey, it's pretty much their obligation to look out for you. But then on the flip side, I knew a female that got out of being an Eastern Star because she was like, they try to control you too much. And if you run across another one and they ask you a certain question and you don't know the answer, they'll strip you of your whole title or whatever. So... you know, like they said, some benefits to it.
I don't know.
But hey,
maybe so.
You know,
they get
little inside information about, you know, certain jobs that's coming up. They, you know, they look out for each other.
Maybe, as much as I have contact with police, maybe, just maybe, y'all, just theorizing here, maybe I ought to be a Mason. I mean, if you really think about my life, my history, and my history with the police, I think maybe I need to be one just for that one benefit. If it could get
me
out of...
They might clean your record. They might clean myself
yeah,
off your record.
I think maybe that might be a benefit. I think that might be a pro that's worth exploring. Is it gonna get me out of jail? Do I get a get out of jail free card with it? I think I'm gonna look into it. Just for that one benefit. That one benefit, it ain't enough for me to be a Delta, for me to carry a nigga books and bend over and bark like a dog in front of a goddamn female. But then, yeah, I'm not gonna do all
but
that.
If you do that, like,
if I gotta go to a couple
of
meetings, to keep a fucking couple secrets just to get out of a fucking possible prison sentence that could possibly actually go down with the kid, yeah. Maybe I need to look at this the whole thing. Now I really need to think about this thing, Melissa. Sour and blue, we'll talk about that later. Okay, well, I want to thank you for calling the show, King. All right.
Of course.
If you're on the phone line and you have not hit the number one, hit the freaking number one so I can come to your phone line. Especially if you're a Mason or if you're a frat girl or a frat boy. I don't know some of you people, some of these numbers. Y'all being shy. It's not really the nature of K100, everybody. We like to talk about everything. We ain't see, we got no secrets over here. If you want to be in the K100 group, hit the number one. I'll tell you how to get there. I'll send you an email. You become our friend. Look, it's nothing. No problem, man. Hey, we love to have you. You ain't going to get shit. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get some shit from you. I'm trying to get you to buy a t-shirt, nigga. A cup, something, anything. But I'm just saying. I'm just really, really. But for real, though. All right. All right, Key. Thanks for calling. Right. Please stay on the line, all right? Okay. I got enough people on the line or whatever, you know what I'm saying, but nobody really wants to talk. And I've talked to everybody so far that wants to talk, Everybody else just wants to listen. So, since you motherfuckers want to listen, I'm getting ready to play some music. Of course, you know K100 Internet Radio is a talk/indie music station. All right? So, I got a couple songs that people, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to run. You know what I'm saying? You know, filling some of this airtime until somebody on the line hits number one and actually decides they want to talk about their secret society that they writing down notes to go back and tell their grandmaster Poobah motherfucker about this guy Blizzard. What we talk about our ass? Should we send the people for him? It's a show, dog. It's a radio show. I'm just asking questions. I want to ask you the questions, bro. If you hit the number one, I'll ask you. Maybe you could just tell me I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I'll accept that. Because I really don't know anything about it. And my granddaddy was one. The thing with me is, I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to know, actually. The only reason why I would even talk about it is because I'm doing a radio show about it, so I like to be informed. Can you tell me one little secret? But then again, in all seriousness, getting out of tickets is a real good benefit. That's like having a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? It's like having a lawyer. If I got to go to a couple of meetings, went to a couple of meetings and keep a couple of secrets and hook a dude up every now and again with some free shit, and I could get out of jail. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to reconsider this whole thing, y'all. Maybe I need to reconsider my stance on it. It's just a thought. All right, I'm gonna go into this song. This is Nova Tribe. Too Strong to Die. Kind of eclectic, but it's hip hop and I like it. My homegirl Friday's on this song. Shouts out to her. She can't call because she works during the time. But she does download and talk to me about what she heard. Says she loves the show. We'll run this joint. It's her and her click. This is Nova Tribe, Too Strong to Die. I kind of like this song. It's hip hop. Stand by, everybody.
Man. rushing through my body, you know I'm feeling something. But I'm high off of life, nothing could touch me. I'm in my safe zone with my meditative powers. Camouflage, you can't see me, look like a flower. I'm a delicate being, drink that sweet, stinky, leafy, great, and sweet dreams. I'm ready, the world needs me, my aura shines. My goal is to feed the needy with my hands, the universe stands, my heart beating. I'ma tell you when I'm seeking a different path that lasts away. The sunshine with a show in your ass, I'ma make it to the top. Yeah, I'm gonna be me, standing tall on the mountain. What you get is what you see.
My message is Texas. Once I receive all her texts, I proceed to relieve all the stressing. She is indeed in need of a lesson, so I give her the effing. And the screams, baby, please give me a resting. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molars. Hit the pause on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crack the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then a dap when I lower. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you grab my message. Cause I'm in need of your affection.
Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Episode 97. What the fuck is the big secret? We're talking about frats, secret societies like the Masons. We're talking about, you know, hell, I don't know, if you're in Skull and Bones, if you went to Harvard or some shit, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, were you Illuminati? I don't know, nigga, I don't know. The point is, we're talking about secret societies and groups and fraternities, and we're talking about, if you're in it, why? If not, why? Why wouldn't you pledge? You feel what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you be in, why wouldn't you want to be Kappa Kappa Phi Alpha? You know, why wouldn't you want to, you know what I'm saying, go through the initiations and hazing? You know, if you know anybody that is, would you date anybody that's one? You know, because you know they got to keep secrets from you. Secrets, they can't tell you everything. All right, would you do that? Okay, and do you feel like there is a need to be socially accepted by a group? First of all human beings need all human beings have to, not all, like 90% of us need interaction with other human beings. It's part of our nature. We're a social group, like type of species. You feel me? We need groups. That's why a punishment in prison is isolation. The whole, you know, it works. You know, people can go crazy if they're not around people for long periods of time. And so do you think that people who join these groups have an even greater need to be socially accepted? Or is it because they just want to get – is it because membership has its privileges, you know? Is it because you might get out of a ticket or something if you're a Mason one day? Or it might help you get a job down the line one day. You feel what I'm saying? We've had various discussions of various people giving their own opinions. So I'm going to go back to the lines. 347-934-0966. If you have not spoken yet, hit the number one. Hit the number one. Do it. Do it now. But we do have somebody who haven't spoken yet, and they did hit the number one. Keisha, what's popping, babe?
Not so much. What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. All right. Have you ever been a part of a frat or a secret society or any kind of, you know, exclusive club or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
You know, all the K100 officers and people, all Key said, we just too fucking real for that shit. You think that what it is? I don't know.
I think it might be. But,
I don't know.
But no,
don't.
Here's the thing. One
okay,
of the reasons that I regret not going away is because I didn't get that whole black college experience, you know, and I would most definitely have pledged Delta just because I have family members who are Deltas. My sister's a Delta. I have cousins who are Deltas. So that's where I would have fallen. But I'm kind of glad that I didn't, just because of the whole I'm an individual business. Like back then it was like, oh, yes, I'm going to be a Delta, ooh, and all the whole business. But now It's like, you know what, I'd much rather just be my own person, and I'll support you in your movement. Boom. So
Right. So you really think you would have pledged and had to go through the hazing and the humiliation, you know, Yep. You would have wanted to do that?
I would have definitely done it. I would have definitely done it.
Mm. Well, you know, sometimes life has a funny way of working out for the good, Keisha. It does.
It
does. It
does.
I'm just saying.
It really
so,
does.
So, you said that you knew, you said your own sister was a Delta or whatever. Why? Mm-hmm. Why did they do it? Why did they do it? You know what I'm saying? Was your mom wanted something? Why did they want to be Deltas?
No.
Why did they do it?
I think she pledged Delta because all her friends were Deltas. It was the cool thing to do. All the pretty girls were Deltas, so that's what they did.
So basically, Delta say, "Bitch, if you ain't pretty, kill yourself." I'm just saying. You feel me? All the pretty girls. You see, you wasn't on the line earlier. A couple more people. Thanks everybody for calling in the last 15 minutes. Welcome to the show.
I know, right? Me included.
But you weren't here when I was saying earlier, and I was on my soapbox, and I was saying, you know, there are enough reasons to separate us as black people, as people in general. You feel me? There are so many reasons for me to not like you, for me to feel better or make you feel less than, just because of how you look, what color you are, where you're from. What economic clash? There's so many already predestined things that to add and compound that with a secret club in society or whatever, and to masquerade it like it's just all okay. Look, like I said before, your sister probably is a good person. Veronica said that all the Deltas were cool chicks, and I'll go with that. It's just cool. You feel me? If they're the pretty girls, I'm pretty sure I would have liked the Deltas. Yes, I would have loved the Deltas. I would have been around the Deltas.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, Q's ain't nothing but a whole bunch of nasties. So, yeah.
So maybe I would have been a Q.
Q or a
capital. I would have been a Q or a capital because I just, yeah, I would've, it just would have happened. But, needless to say, the point is, you feel what I'm saying, that I think that it also gives more separation than we already have. You know what I'm saying? And
that's one of really does.
My gripes about it. That's one of my gripes about it. You feel what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, and my ex-husband, he's a Mason. And that right there, I think, is a whole bunch of devil worship. I mean, if you're a Mason,
oh,
you know, life,
here
that's your business to do. But honestly, I think the Masonry business and that whole Eastern Star mess, I think that is a bunch of devil worship. I honestly do. Just there are too many secrets. There are too many secrets. I mean, you're my husband, and you can't tell me where you go every Thursday night?
Well, Keisha, he can tell you where he's going. He can't tell you what the fuck he's doing when he get there. That's all.
Right, and then if
he
goes there, necessarily stay there.
That's true.
I mean, the little Masonic Hall is right around the corner from my mother's house. If I'm at my mother's house and I just happen to pass by and your car is not there, I have a question for you. And if you can't answer my question, that just breeds mistrust or distrust. I mean, you know, that just doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. And then you're going to bring all these dudes to my house, all these people standing around in my house in white T-shirts, and you talking about they going through squares and all this business? Seriously? I don't think so. No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, you know, because you, I mean, look, I can understand it. You feel what I'm saying? I can't even, I don't even want to be with nobody who ain't even the same religion as me, let alone some extra shit. Bitch, I don't need no extra shit.
And that's the thing. They say that it's based on religion and this, that, and the other, but it doesn't make any sense to me. And, I mean, even my aunt, she passed away a long time ago, but, I mean, she's an Eastern Star, and I still couldn't tell you what Eastern Stars do.
Right.
Other than wear their little white outfits and go to these little meetings with these men. Who knows? They probably their little hoes and hoes.
But Keisha,
I've never gotten into it.
But there's a lot of Christians, my churchgoers, that are Masons. My grandfather was a preacher, and he was a Mason.
Yeah.
So this is what I don't understand about that. See, this is, I said that because you were the only one who really, you and one other person harped on the religious side of it. But I don't understand, how is it that you can have so many black Masons and so many black Christian Masons if it's about devil worship? I mean, really?
I don't know. Honestly,
well,
I don't know. That's
can ever
my personal
it.
Belief. And if no one was ever, if no, if I can't sit down with you and you can't explain it to me so that I understand, then I don't see it as beneficial. I really don't.
Right, because they can't tell you. Because if they tell you, then.
Exactly. Then I got to die or something? Seriously? That just sounds like devil worship. I don't believe it. I don't think so.
Devil, that's what I'm saying. I
know, and that's very extreme.
Where did the devil worship aspect of it all come?
That's what I told him. I told him it's a bunch of devil worship. And I mean, and I never thought that of my aunt. I never thought it of my uncles or, you know, other family members because I was too young to know. But
you just wanted to know if you're going to get some more pussy, Keisha. That's all it was about. You just didn't, you didn't know where the hell this nigga was at. That's all it was about.
Yeah, because, I mean, every other week you got a new sister? Uh-uh, boo. No, I don't think so. She's a star. That's my sister. Okay, boo. But if I'm at work and I come home and this bitch parked in my parking lot and I can't get in my garage, no.
Well,
I don't think so.
Membership has its privileges, Keisha.
Yeah, membership has its privileges.
Some kind of
privilege on out. I'll be all right.
Keisha's into the sisterhood, some kind of way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you freak your sisters, right? That makes lots of sense.
I mean, the Deltas had to fucking cap up to be a Delta at some point.
You're right.
Oh, I don't know. Didn't they? I don't know. I'm asking. The most I know about a sorority is what I saw in Different World with Ron and Dwayne. That's all I know. I don't know too much shit about it.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Look, stay on the line real quick. Don't hang up. I got somebody raising their hand. I don't know how long they're going to have. So I'm going to come back to you. Hold up a second. All right?
All right.
Okay. Don't go nowhere. Is this LL?
Of course. Y'all are tripping like always.
What's happening?
Okay, LL. What's going on?
Episode 97, What the Fuck is the Big Secret? We're talking about frats, fraternities, secret societies, all that shit like that right there. Were you ever in a frat, a society?
I got to ask the question.
Why all the K-100 motherfuckers like, fuck that shit? You know what I'm saying? Is it our personality? Is it because we're the kind of people we are? Are we too strong-headed for that? Are we too, like, fuck the world, anti-anarchy?
I wouldn't say that. I think your K100 listeners, we are all leaders and not followers. We create secret societies. You want to become part of ours.
K100 is a secret society.
Shh. Exactly.
Have you been to the new private group with the private chat and all that yet?
Yeah. I was like, wow, the post about the divorce. I said, okay, well, I'm very, I commend him for posting that.
Oh, yeah. It's a private group. You got to be in the clique. You got to be part of us to get in that motherfucker. If not, you can kick rocks. Anyway.
But one of the privileges is not getting a free car charger for your phone battery.
Ah, yeah. But you can get a T-shirt at some point, maybe.
All right. Now, for my battery, but okay, I got you.
Now, what do you feel about these secret societies? What do you feel like they're evil? Do you feel like they promote? What do you feel about them?
I feel like secret societies. Dead pretty much start off the biblical times, and they were meant to guard certain church secrets from evildoers. But, you know, people misconstrue everything, and if one person has something and they're doing it for good, they will create the same thing to do it for bad. So, yes, there are the secret societies that are for good, and there are the secret societies that are for bad. Right now, I feel like there's a bunch of secret societies that portray themselves as good, but if we knew all their secrets, we would probably think that they are not all the way good and they're a lot bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reason why we don't know their secrets. And I do think it's an identity thing. People feel the need to identify themselves with something. And I think it's more common in only children that didn't have any siblings, or a middle child that felt left out in between the oldest and the youngest. Or it could be an older child that felt left out when the youngest came along. You know what I'm saying? So, I do think that it is definitely an identity thing, needing to become a part of something. We talk about the Masons or whatever, but the military is a big secret society.
I said that. But see, you know what? Now, in my synopsis, I don't know if you read the synopsis, but in my synopsis, I brung that up because I knew people were going to say that. And I said that the closest thing that I've ever been a part of that you could – the thing that in my life that I've ever been a part of that was close to that was when I went to boot camp. You feel me? And I say, I'll say it again. The closest thing I came to boot camp because that, but I say But that was more like trying out for a sports team, more like a physical and mental aptitude test for a paying
As far as the hazing goes, but there are secrets that you learned in the military that you're not supposed to disclose.
I fucked off, and I was just a deck seaman for 3 years, so all I knew how to do was mop. Right. That's not a
secret. Okay, well, there are people that are hold other jobs that, they find out things that they're not supposed to disclose. I was reading an article about a guy who was ex-military, and he wrote a book, and, like, the government, like, bought so many, like, his first run, like, the first ones in print, they bought just about all of them and burned them because he was telling military secrets.
I get what you're saying. I understand the line of thinking and thinking that you the military as that. You feel what I'm saying? But I mean,
yeah.
If you're gonna say that, then you can just start applying that across the board to all kinds of other.
Yeah,
shit.
You can. I think it's
everything.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it is sports and everything. I mean, things happen that you don't necessarily tell because you are. Like I said, sometimes I think it's an identity thing. You want to identify yourself with this group of people, or you create a bond, like a brotherhood or a sisterhood. If you become a part of that group, you just create that bond, and it sticks. Like, people that you went to basic with, you probably still, keep in contact with some of them, or if y'all come across each other, or a school with, or whatever school, your training school when you were in the military. And when you're in sports, even in, like, school, that, like, people still keep in contact with each other. It's just like you create that bond.
But Shay, there's no secret society. There's no.
I'm not Shay.
I mean, fuck, LL. Damn it.
It's okay.
LL. You know what I'm saying? LL. Yes, everybody. I have to kill myself again. But, you know what I'm saying? But they're both hot chicks. I'm just saying. Those are not secret, like, membership only, I can't tell you about it type of, unless you've got secret clearance and you're working on nuclear subs or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But it's not the same thing, I don't think. I don't think that.
Okay,
and it's a job on top of that. It's a job.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I understand what you're saying. No,
yeah,
they're not really secret societies.
Yeah.
But there are things that go on in them that they might not necessarily disclose to other people, that which makes them similar to secret societies. Do they really need to be that secretive? I think when you're part of a secret society that is that secretive, you just make people wonder, like, what are you really doing?
It's national security. We can't just tell everybody. Hell, we already put enough shit out there for the terrorists to come over here and bomb my ass 10 times over. You can Google how to make a bomb. I'm just saying.
Other ones, though. It's like you really do wonder, like, what's really going on behind closed doors. Like, what is the big secret? You're right. What's the big secret? What are y'all?
Right.
Y'all can't possibly be doing that much.
Right.
That y'all can't tell. But I think that's the intriguing part of it. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what I'm doing.
Right. Skull
and
bones.
That's what big people want to join, because it's like, I want to know what they're doing. So let me see if
I
can get in. But
if I make,
though, a
no,
lot
you
of those secret
right.
societies.
Let's see if I can get in. Let's see if I can make the cut. Let's see if I'm good enough. Am I good enough?
Yeah.
Are you good
Let's
enough?
See if I'm good enough. You're
am
right.
Am I good enough to be in your? Can I be your friend? What do I have to do to be your friend? What is this fucking fifth grade? How can
I
get
into
your clubhouse?
They probably do something different. They probably do something different for each group, that each person that wants to come in, because they're just pushing people further and further to see how far they'll go to become a part of their organization. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. That's why we're having this show. I wouldn't know what the big deal is, but I want some of them to call them. We just can't get any of them. Of course, the first rule of Fight Club is you can't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what sucks about them secret societies, though, is like, you don't become a member because you feel like you're a leader yourself, like we do at K100. We create those secret societies. A lot of them people, they do, a lot of them people, listen to me, a lot of the secret societies, they have these networks set up to where you can't even get a real, real good job unless you're a part of it.
Right. And I think that's fucked up.
I think it is, too.
Mason's like somebody said already on the show. I'm going to take another call. Somebody said on the show already, if me and you go in this motherfucking job interview, and that motherfucker interviewing us is a Mason, and you come in there and you overqualified, but I come in there and flash the goddamn symbols and handshakes, it's done data for your ass. I don't give a shit what you know. This motherfucker is amazing. And to me, it's just like saying, well, this motherfucker is white and you black, and I'm picking the white guy.
That is not fair.
Why not?
Because it's not.
Why? Why?
Because if someone teaches me the hand signals, then I can get the job too.
No. You're missing the point. I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Go to another call.
Right. Keith, I'm going to go to Keith. She raised her hand when you said something about the military. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, okay, like, when she's saying about the military, I kind of feel where she was coming from because, like, I was an avionics technician, and I had to have a clearance for that. And the reason for it is because I worked on F-18 fighter jets, and we actually programmed, like, the black boxes, which showed the locations of the jets at any given time, and that changes every single day. So, yeah, I can see what she's saying, like, that's kind of a secret society, because when I first went in, they asked me to be a nuclear engineer. Once they explained to me all the stuff that you got to deal with, like, you can't go to school with everybody else. You can't associate with any, like, you eat separately. You do everything separately when you're, like, a nuclear engineer in the military. So, and not to mention, for the rest of your life, you're pretty much under their scopes. Because you know certain things that it's like, okay, you tell it if you want to, and I knock off you and your whole family.
Well, that is a part of national defense, and I am for it. By all means, kill anybody.
I see where it was coming from with that, because it is like you was in some type of secret society, because outside of the other avionics technicians, I couldn't really talk to nobody else about my job.
Well, that's not supposed to be. That's not the same thing as other people in the military. That's national defense. That's not the same as this motherfucker over here telling me, you know, or telling his wife, well, baby, I'm going to go down here to wherever. I can't tell you where I'm going on Thursday. He might be going
get
his dick sucked by
the
Star Chicks. We don't know. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying these secret societies they have nothing to do with saving lives. Okay, frankly. All right.
But you know, some of them
are
say,
not
like the Deltas
life.
And the AKAs and everything. They do community service, but then again,
they
you have the active ones and you
terrorists.
Have the inactive ones.
They're not fighting terrorists, okay?
Some of them do certain things, but some of them are inactive. They just joined it when they was in school, and now they don't really have nothing to do with it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that analogy. Comparing. That's why I said in my synopsis, because I knew people were going to bring up the military, and I was in it. I said the closest thing I ever been in that could be deemed close to being in a secret society was, in fact, the military. But at the end of the day, I said I had to really say that's not really the same thing, because, A, it's a job. You feel me?
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? And you get paid. So I'm not even buying into the whole comparison, the line of comparison with those two things right there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these other things that are just made up. These are not national defense secrets that you're entrusted with. You should be killed and watched if you know how to fucking build a nuclear bomb. Yes, know where those motherfuckers at all.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't do it.
Know where they at, follow them, tap their phones, all that. Yeah, do all that to them motherfuckers before they sell it to somebody when they got them fuck up their money and got crazy and need some money, and so now they want to sell it to the goddamn Taliban. Yeah. Follow all that. They start talking. I authorize you. This is Blitzman. I authorize this message to kill all motherfuckers. Kill all of them. I don't got no problem with the government offing your black ass or a white ass if you're selling fucking military secrets. Kill their ass, stick them in a hole, and we don't need to hear from them again. And you feel free to cover it up, Mr. President, CIA, by all means. Now that's the side of me. That's the other side of me. At the end of the day. I, for the most part, I'm about 80% anti-government, but there's 20% of me that know we need government, that understand some shit you just can't be rhyming or talking about. You feel me? And I understand that. Some motherfuckers you just got to kill. It's that simple. Covert ops, kill them. Fuck it. Don't explain it to the public. Fuck the public. Kill yourself. You don't need to know. Shut the fuck up. You riding around here on your goddamn SUVs and goddamn going to Walmart every night. Shut the fuck up. You don't need to know. Now, I'm for that. I advocate certain shit about that, aspects of that. I know it's necessary. All right, everybody. Thanks, Keith, for calling the show. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody had a chance to talk and wanted to talk. And I thank everybody that called into the show. only got about 10 seconds, and I don't have time to do an after party tonight. I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry. But I've really got to get off the line and get off the line on time tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to end the show. You dig? All right. And I want to thank everybody that called in for the show. Thank everybody who always promotes the show on their page and everything. Big ups to y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Also, remember, I just sent out an invitation. I don't know. I think probably everybody, at least in this, that I know, who numbers I know, got an invitation to the new private Facebook group page for K100, all my Facebook friends. So take advantage of that new group, even though I'm still going to keep the old group up, you feel me? So you can still feel free to pop some shit on there every now and again. But also the new group, check it out. Go through, explore. It's got some new features like a chat and all this other shit that we got going on, you feel me? It's a group chat. And, you know, it's pretty all right. I'm going with Facebook on it. Most of the time I get pissed off when they change some shit. But I'll go with that, too. I'll fuck with it. So y'all go ahead and check that out. And thanks, everybody, once again, for tuning in to another episode of K100. Great dialogue. We're going to have another real straight-up, you know, serious discussion tomorrow. You feel me? And I'll catch you there, all right? 8 o'clock p.m. to 10 p.m. Thanks, everybody. This is K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum, and I'm out. All right? Be
safely stash all weed and blunts.